to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
The Community Climate Action Programme is today's topic on Ours to Protect. It's to support local communities to lower their carbon emissions. $60 million will be invested over the next 3 years. Projects will receive 100% of funding that they need. John Jackson is the Community Climate Action Officer with Westmeath County Council and says it will help towns and villages in the county get initiatives up and running.
Anything basically that will help to build carbon resilience within the community and reduce the carbon footprint, and I suppose prepare us for the challenge that lies ahead with climate. So some of the examples that we're looking at the moment, we have community groups to want to retrofit their buildings. We have a community that are interested in putting in a bike scheme locally, I suppose to help with the reduction of transport in the area. We've other groups that are looking to put in EV charging points. So it's really down to, we're leaving it down to the groups to come up with their own ideas, and we can give them some hints and tips and help them develop that. You know, you've other things like biodiversity gardens and, you know, flood relief, and, you know, so it's really down to what works in the local community, and that's the whole point of it. It's to get people locally to think about local actions that will help local issues.
The local authority has been given €400,000 to invest in the county. John says they will be allocating the money to small, medium and large scale projects.
Basically, it's broken up into three different size projects. So small scale projects, which are less than 20,000, 10% of our allocation in Westmeath will go to small scale projects. Medium scale projects is projects between 20,000 and 50,000. And that'll be 40% of our allocation. And then the final 50% is for projects between 51,000 and up to a ceiling of 100,000. Mm. So it's a nice chunk of money, and it should cover a good few projects within the county. So it'll give us a nice mixture of smaller scale projects and then some of the really large ones, you know. And the really large ones, you'd be looking at like a community building retrofit or something like that. Which will take a substantial chunk of money to complete a project.
There are five themes that will be eligible for funding.
Anyone that's familiar with green schools will know that these themes are probably quite familiar to them, you know. Theme one is community and energy. So, you know, projects, and I gave some examples to the groups there, like rainwater harvesting, solar, hydro or wind projects, retrofitting community buildings, windows, doors, insulation, LED lighting. So that will come under community and energy. Team two is travel. So I mentioned, you know, I have a group that are looking at putting a bike scheme in, maybe cycle parking, safe and active routes to schools, you know, that type of project. Team three is food and waste. So composting was probably the first thing that'll come to mind there, but also community gardens, community fridges. I have some lovely examples. If groups are interested and they're not so sure what they want to do themselves, I can give them examples of projects that have been done in other places, and not just inside, you know, Ireland or, you know, our area, but, you know, in the north of Ireland and the UK. So there's some great projects out there to get ideas from. Team four then is shopping and recycling. So you're looking at swap shops, water refill stations, we're trying to reduce single-use plastics, musical instrument repairs. So I suppose getting back to that, the old way of repair, not throwing away, and trying to get people to think about reusing what they have. And, you know, I suppose we became a disposable society over the last 30, 40 years, and trying to move back to traditional methods and traditional way of doing things. So even things like paint recycling, tyre repair, they'd come under the shopping and recycling. And the fifth theme then is just around local climate and environment action. So that leaves that quite open. It's more about reducing the harmful effects of climate change locally. So that could be things like maybe mini forests, orchards, planted mounds to slow flooding. There's some nice projects You know, I was looking at a project recently where a GEA club planted a lot of trees where they had flooding from a nearby river, and the trees have started to soak up some of the flooding and alleviate some of that, and they built mounds then to counteract the flooding that was happening on a regular basis. So, as I say, it's open to the community. It's about dialogue locally, and then the support of the community climate action officer in each county. So we've a lovely network of climate action officers now throughout all the local authorities. We work very closely. I work very closely with Laois, Offaly, Kildare, Roscommon, Longford. So all the Midland climate action officers will work very closely together.
And that's very important for ideas and actions.
Yes.
And you can see what's working in other counties.
Yeah, and we meet regularly and we share ideas, and you know, we look at the challenges for the communities, and it's a great way of trying not to reinvent the wheel all the time. You know, so if something's working really well or will work really well in one county, we look and see, can we replicate that with some of the communities in Westmeath? You know, so yeah, it's very exciting. It's really good. Like it's the first time, I suppose, it's been handed over to the communities to take action and you know, take control of what's happening in their area.
Once approved, groups will be able to draw down 25% of the funding at the start of the project.
Community groups are usually volunteers, they're not professionals, and we just didn't want that extra burden on them of trying to get bridge funding to get a project off the ground and then waiting for your funding to be allocated and drawn down. So being able to draw down 25% of the funding up front really frees them up to get going on the project, because we want to hit the ground running. We're hoping that the government have asked us to set a deadline of 18 months from the date the group gets approval for their project to completing the project. So that can be quite challenging for a bigger project. Some of the smaller projects, that should be quite manageable, but for a big project, that's a lot of work. So the last thing we wanted was just that extra burden of where are we going to get the 5% or 10%. So it's very unique that a community group will get 100% funding. So it really stands out from anything that's gone before this.
Communities will be able to enlist John's help to get their application completed.
We're trying to keep it as simple as possible. It'll really be around the costings, what they're trying to achieve, how it's going to be measured, can it be measured, what impact it's going to have in the community. And I suppose the more of the community that are involved, the better. So, for example, if it's a community building, the more groups that are using that building, the better, the bigger impact that's going to have, and the wider the message is going to spread to everyone. So the application process should be quite easy. Most of the groups I'm dealing with are used to applying for leader funding and other grants like that, so they're well used to putting in applications. But for those that aren't, that's what I'm there for. I'll help them and support them, and we'll make sure that they get a good application in.
Applications are not yet open, but John is expecting an announcement soon.
It's coming soon. We don't have a definite date yet, but we've been told by the department it should be very, very soon. It will be before Christmas. We expect to start taking applications before Christmas. But that doesn't stop any group to start preparing their plan. I've been working with groups all through this year, sharing ideas, looking at their plans, developing their plans a little bit better, and getting them ready for the point when we can say, right, yeah, we're good to go. You can start putting in your application now.
To find out more about the Community Climate Action Programme, see ourstoprotect.ie, and there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.